The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. If you're looking for something to occupy your child during the first week of their winter break, the Terrace Sportsplex is offering the Holly Jolly Holiday Workshops. Organizer Debbie Van Kroos explained how the idea came about and why they feel that it's important to offer activities to the community.
I think it's just a combination of Cindy and my thoughts on just trying to do more for the community and for kids in general. We've had a couple of events here now at the Sportsplex where it's become really apparent that kids, families just want to get out and do things again. And this seemed to be a perfect opportunity to do this. We try to run at least one event monthly that's free for kids and families. And by doing the crafting one, we do have a chance to sort of recoup a little bit of the money that's gone into supplies so that we can continue to run the monthly free ones. The free ones are in partnership with the Terrace Women's Resource Center, Child,
you know, CCRR, Child Care Resource Referral, the Terrace Public Library,
and Heritage Park. So those are the free ones. We partner with those. And then these crafting classes, it's just the City of Terrace running these. Myself and Cindy will be hosting them. Cindy will mostly do the ones during the day, and then I'll be involved in the senior and the adult ones.
Van Kroos talked about the positive response they've received so far for the first time event, causing them to work on organizing a whole other class.
I think this is the first time. I'm hoping that it's not going to be the last time. We've had a lot of interest in it, and we're actually going to incorporate a seniors crafting class as well in there. The adult one is pretty much full, and all the other different age groups are coming along really nicely. And then we've had an expression of interest to have a seniors one. So we're trying to fit that into the schedule next week as well.
Co-organizer Cindy Hall explained some of the crafting options that will be provided for the kids from ages 3 and up, while Van Kroos explains some of the ideas for an adult crafting night.
Oh, there's lots of things. What we are offering is that kids could come for just one of the days or for all of the days that we're offering. So we're doing something different every day. So lots of planning involved in that. A few of the things will be various ornaments, little gnomes, stuff with the woods, cookie slices, pooping on the tree, stuff with the pony beads, you know, for varying ages. Air drying clay. I've got another one with a light.
Oh,
yeah. So lots of different things, but like I said, something different every day so that kids could come to all of their classes if they so chose.
And then the adult and senior one will be more, we'll have a variety of different sizes and shapes of driftwood to do a multitude of things, either make small miniature Christmas trees or mobiles. There'll be other tree branches to make, again, mobiles or picture frames or whatever you like with that. We'll have wreath making, and I believe we're doing something with mason jars, are we not?
Van Kroos explained that the adult class is full, but there are still some spots open in the different kids' groups. The workshops will run from December 19th to 22nd in the multi-purpose room with different crafts offered every day. Classes for children age 3 to 5 run from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Kids in kindergarten to grade 3 go from 11 a.m. to 12:30, and grade 4 and up go from 1 p.m. to 2:30. The adult class will run from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on December 20th. Kids' classes cost $10 each, and you can call the Terrace Sportsplex to reserve a spot at 250-615-3000. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.